B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We had a wonderful dinner. The entire show got together last night because Lauren and her husband Dallas won at a charity event a dinner at Johnson & Wales, which, if you don't know, has a big, phenomenal, world-class culinary department.
Mm-hmm.
And so the staff and the students got to cook for us.
Yeah, and I thought it would be fun for all of us to kind of get together in, you know, a different atmosphere than what we're all used to. And it was fun.
So there was a lot of different conversations. To set the room up for you guys is, you know the MRL show. And whenever we're together, whether we're on the air or off the air, we let our personality shine and we are who we are. We all work off of each other, kind of.
Yeah, within the first 5 seconds, while the chef is doing his initial openings, you make a joke.
I wanted to know if these expert world-class chefs use timers. They all know when everything's done without timing it.
Well, also, they were like giving a demonstration while they were cooking for us. So it was like one of those things where, like, if you wanted to try to make it yourself, like, maybe right. wanted to know how long he should tell Alexa to, you know,
yeah.
to set the timer for.
Yeah, he goes, okay, now we just let this sit. And I go, we're not going to tell Alexa to time it and remind you in 5 minutes. He's like, no, we'll just look at it. But anyway, yeah, so like it was a square peg trying to get into a round hole because there was a lot of financial people there.
Oh, yeah, a lot of rich people.
It was a very wealthy financial event that we were invited to, and we were sitting at the kids' table.
I don't know 100%. I overheard someone say, oh, yeah, I have a condo there.
You know what's funny is, like, when we first sat down, so our table was pretty much like just all of us, but there was one other couple at our table, and when we sat down, I just apologized in advance and like kind of gave her the rundown. I was like, listen, it's a show outing for us, like the lights never dim with this crew. Yeah. You're gonna get a full show.
Yeah. And so Dallas and Loren were there, Roy and Sterling, and then my wife couldn't make it last night. We had a child care fell through, so Nicole was Amanda Maney last night.
I sure was.
And in fact, the person, the wonderful person I was sitting next to, Leslie, at one point got confused and called Nicole Amanda.
Oh.
Because it was on her nameplate.
And yeah. I went with it.
So to set it up too, like, it was so cool because we're sitting at, there's only three tables, you know, with everybody sitting around these tables. The chef is on his other side of us behind the counter in a demonstration kitchen, and the kitchen, y'all, is inside of a classroom with an amphitheater.
Yeah, and there's like cameras, like you're on the Today Show, so I guess the students can see everything and learn.
It was just so cool. And at one point, the woman who we mentioned earlier on the show, her name was Patricia. Patricia was walking around. She works for Johnson & Wales, and she was walking around telling us about the wine pairings. And so she comes over to us and she says to Nicole and I, everybody else is talking, and Nicole says, hey, I love this wine. She goes, well, Italian wines are different than American wine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's because Italian wines have more acid in them, and therefore the taste is different. And Nicole, for some reason, goes, and you can also use Sensodyne because acid can wear off your teeth. It's not good for your enamel. And I'm not even joking when Patricia goes, yeah, uh-huh. And I go, hey, Nicole, when you know something and you have a fact, just yell it out.
Listen.
I don't know where that came from.
You know what? I don't even know how to defend myself. I think my thought process was literally like, how do I connect with rich people?
And that fun fact just kind of fell out of your mouth.
I'm sorry, but Sensodyne's more expensive than Aquafresh, so let's bring it up.
That's so funny. And everybody was like kind of a little, not a little uptight, but you know, it's like any event where you're with a bunch of people who you don't know, then all of a sudden there's another group of people that come in.
Oh, we were the fun table.
But by the fifth glass of wine, you know, that they were doing at this tasting, everybody was loosened up. Next thing you know, somebody was sitting down to Loren telling you that they can never beat you and can't beat Loren.
There's people from other tables coming over. No, by the way, there was only three tables. It's not like this was some big,
it was very intimate
dinner. It was very intimate. It was cool. But like, I felt like I got to talk to everybody too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at one point I told Dallas and I told the guys who were like running it, I said, hey, I'll tag your company. And Dallas like, no, it's probably not a good idea. And I laughed and he goes, seriously.
The company's elevated for us.
And then at one point somebody made a financial joke and Nicole and I looked at each other. Like, you need to diversify your bonds.
And we're like, I had to look over to Manny and be like, hey, dumb question, but what's Merrill Lynch?
Well, there was one moment when the girl was explaining the wines. And the wines, by the way, wasn't like Rex Goliath that you find at the grocery store. It's like, it's very...
they're Italian.
You know, it requires a whole other language to understand. And so when the girl says, oh, we have a 2013, Lorraine goes, yeah, like she's had it before. Like as if it's good.
Italian wine.
She gave an exciting reaction.
Yeah, like, meanwhile, I'm sitting there trying to spell it. I even understand it.
We have to take pictures, so we... Yeah.
And by the way, we have pictures and stuff up at the MRL show on our Instagram. You should go check out Chef Roy, because the chef says, I need a volunteer. And who, of course, do we start chanting?
Oh,
Roy, right away.
And then I get up, and I nearly knock over the table, and all the wine almost spills over. It was a whole thing.
Last thing I'll say about this. Yesterday, at this time, we talked about how we all had a couple concerns, and one of Nicole's concerns was that she's gone pescatarian in the last 72 hours.
And I pulled it out for her, didn't I?
So Chef says last night, somebody says, hey, Chef, I see the sauce you're cooking. The broth is vegetable broth. And do you normally cook with that? And Chef kind of defeatedly goes, no, normally I do chicken, but we have some dietary restrictions.
Meanwhile, I'm sinking in my seat. Like,
my drop.
But it's not me.
I looked around. Nobody else at any other tables had dietary restrictions.
No, but I mean, it was so cool because everyone else had like, what was it? Veal or something? And then they gave me shrimp.
Ossobuco, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also what?
Oh my God.
What did you say? What did you just call her?
I think we just...
summoned me.
Did we smoke something?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.